My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. my healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it, give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it, give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, in which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to what which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God. My body is a manifestation of my knowledge of myself, and my true self is spirit, is consciousness only, and is invisible. Other people see me not. They see but my body. It is only I who know myself, and this knowledge returns to me in my health and in the things of my life. Therefore, I affirm that my spirit is perfect, that I am one with the great self of the universe. The energy of this great self permeates my being, cleanses me of all impurities of the flesh, restores every function of body to perfect harmony. There is perfect elimination, perfect assimilation. My entire being is spiritual, and my body is quickened into new life with the perception of this great truth. I surrender myself to the wisdom and guidance of the universal subconscious mind. I become one with the purpose of God, and this mighty purpose animates my body, projects into every aspect of my life. There is no obstruction, no barrier, no limitation in my mind. I see only peace, power, vigor, and plenty. I open my heart to love, and love flows through every atom and pore of my body, energizing, molding, and coordinating. My healing my mind of limitation and lack and negative thinking, I automatically heal my body. At the center of my being, I perceive limitless, ageless, and deathless spirit, perfect in beauty, perfect in function. This spirit becomes manifest in my body and in my affairs. When I am faced with apparent confusion, I surrender it. Give over each of my problems and worries to that which is the perfect solution, and which there is absolute clarity. I take my thoughts from the limitless reaches of universal subconscious mind, never from the world around me. I do not think responsively. I think originally. I do not react. I act. I am never a victim of circumstance, for each thing of my life proceeds from out of my thoughts, which moves always in accord with God.